everyone. Welcome back to the Jeff the Kid from Idaho podcast. It's been a crazy month of May. I can't believe we're already 2 weeks into the month, but excited for life. It's been a lot of learning and a lot of traveling and a lot of new experiences for me. So hopefully you can get my perspective on what it's like for I guess I am kind of a small kid. I'm technically above average height, but we'll save that for another day. But you know, a small kid from a small place. What a little guy from Idaho was doing in the big city of New York. Concrete jungles where dreams are made of. It's not my quote, sorry. But spent some time this past week in New York City, and then I also spent the week before that about an hour north of where I live in a place called Layton, Utah, where we hosted what I think is one of the world's top blogger conferences. We had people from all over. I even met a young lady from Shanghai, China, who came all the way to Utah to learn more about food bloggers and what they're doing. Some of you might not know this, but by profession, I'm a digital marketer and I work in the food industry, kind of. We sell digital thermometers, and so one of the things that we do frequently is we partner with people who are working with food, so that can be chefs or you know, a lot of different types of influencers in the industry. So it's been really fun to collaborate with them, to communicate with them, and I've learned a lot about Utah and the things that I really like about living here. So I'll give you an example. This past week I went out to New York, and I just am just so grateful to be able to drive a car. I get the convenience of not having to have a car, no car payment. Most people are paying cash for cars anyways, but no car payment, no insurance, no gas. But the luxury of being able to go from point A to point B whenever you want and not having to deal with too much traffic. I mean, I think people complain a little too much about traffic here in Utah, especially if you go to bigger cities. There's not really too much traffic. You can go pretty much anywhere in the Salt Lake Valley. You can be there from Salt Lake to Provo in an hour and a half tops, if you're going end to end. But it was a really cool also to think about the subway system and how that was created and kind of how much of a 10x idea that is. Hey, we're going to construct some roadways, some rails, and we're going to do it underground, and then on top we're going to build our streets, and that's how we're going to help people transport themselves and save, and generate, really, I mean, I think that's a multi-million, if not billion-dollar industry, the subway system. I was on the subway train. There had to be, in just the car alone that I was in, there had to be at least 200 people, and they're each paying, you know, $2 to $3 each. It's a good way to make some money. So it was a great, I mean, I don't know how people can use the subway system when they're not, without like Google Maps or modern technology. I mean, you can plug into Google Maps if I want to go to, you know, from my hotel to Times Square or to Yankee Stadium, for example. I could plug in my current address, I can plug in the Yankee Stadium address, and I can know how far I have to walk, what subway train to get on, how long it's going to take me, and then sometimes you have to make two routes depending on where you're at on the island. We were in Manhattan most of the time. And you can find out when you're supposed to get off and when you're supposed to get back on. And then at certain times, trains aren't as frequent, so you have to, you can adapt to that. And it's just amazing what modern technology has done for transportation in general. It's not faster to get an Uber just because of how crazy the traffic is. And it's amazing how even, I mean, up to the minute statistics, it was telling us, hey, the train's going to be delayed for 2 minutes. So I was super impressed by that. Not only how the technology works, but that it does work, and it works with challenges that come about, right? You can post a spreadsheet or whatever of different times that a subway might be leaving, but there's going to be times where people are holding the train or whatever it might be, things that are unpredictable, and it's still able to adapt to that. So I was impressed by that. Thought it was super cool. You can also, I mean, if you really wanted to, you could take the shuttle out to the subway out to the airport, which is pretty cool. I got to listen to two of my favorite speakers this week, Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a little, he's smart, but he's a little honest, I guess. Some people don't like that about him. I love his commentary. It's explicit at times, but one thing I like about Gary V, what he goes by, just because sometimes people have a hard time pronouncing his last name, I think he nails it on the head with just being honest and being vulnerable, and he's super empathetic. It was, he spoke for an hour, spoke for about 50 minutes. 30 of that was him kind of going on where, you know, kind of the future of marketing, where he sees internet marketing going. And then the last 20 minutes he took to answer questions. It was super cool. And there were some dumb questions, some smart questions, and he was able to pivot and answer them super honestly. So one of my favorite parts about his discussion was his talk on just the power of podcasting. And he had everybody raise, he said, I want to know out of everybody that's here, how many of you are listened to a podcast in the last week? And there were probably 400, 500 people there. And I would say 80% had raised their hand. And they said, how many of you were listening to podcasts 4 years ago? And I would say there was maybe 10% of the audience. So, you know, if you're looking at, I mean, I don't even think that 10%, I think that's even too generous. There's probably between 20 and 30 people that were, that raised their hands that were listening to podcasts 4 years ago. Personally, I hadn't been listening to podcasts other than sports podcasts. Like, I wasn't listening to podcasts I'm listening to now, which are business podcasts, financial podcasts, marketing podcasts, and on top of that, sports podcasts. So I probably listen to podcasts around 3 to 5 hours a day, I would say. Like, I have that many podcasts to listen to. Am I listening to them every single day? No, not really, but most of that depends on the topic. So I'll look at kind of the podcast that I've subscribed to. I look at the topics and I go, yeah, I like that one. I don't like that one. And I'll pick and choose which one's listening. So, but there's a huge opportunity also in advertising with podcasts. So, for example, I have advertisements every once in a while on my podcast. And right now it's you know, we're just starting the podcast, so it's earning, it's gaining some steam. But there's so the money that I'm earning is not as high as if it was like a corporation who has a huge email list they can email out to and build an audience that way. So a podcast is the way to go now. It gives you so much flexibility and allows you to kind of get your voice out there. I think it's, and I think Gary Vee, I got this from Gary Vee, but he said that it's the modern day blogging, right? Where a lot of people have blogs, you know, back in 2010 or so. You know, I think that's those 10 years are when blogging really picked up. And he mentioned that podcasting right now is the new, you know, the new blog. So I like it. I think it requires some effort into planning. My podcast, I knew this week that I wanted to do a podcast. It was because I haven't done one for, I think, a month or so. And the biggest reason is I don't want to put out just content for the sake of putting out content. I want it to be valuable. So I thought what Gary Vee had said about podcasting was essential. If you're looking to get into the podcasting world, it's not difficult. I'd love to help you. I won't charge you anything. It's really simple. I started mine through Anchor, and Anchor is just a quick way to push your podcast out to a bunch of platforms. I would recommend starting and getting about 5 episodes pre-recorded. You don't need a theme song. You can develop that later, but it really takes, you know, 5 podcasts or so to get you going, and you don't have to push them all out at the same time. You can push them out every day for the first week, get them out so that you can get rolling. I hope to bring on some guests. I don't think I'm the most eloquent speaker, but I like to bring in viewpoints. So as I attend or listen to different speakers, I'll definitely cover them, but hopefully I can get some people on here that want to talk or want to, you know, have topics that you care about. So let me know what you're looking for, what you need in a podcast, so that the content can always be valuable for you. This is it's a sounding board for me to voice my opinion, but I think there's always opportunity there. So I also had the opportunity to listen to Rand Fishkin, and I'll jump into what he spoke about in the next episode. But a big play right now, and he was a big time influencer. If you ever watched one of his Whiteboard Fridays, most people in marketing or digital advertising or SEO mainly have heard of Rand Fishkin. He used to work at Moz. So we'll jump into that next episode, but hope you're having a great day, and kill it this week. It's the middle of Q2, and it's time to get rolling if you're trying to crank in some revenue from Q2. So this is Ryan. I'm just a kid from Idaho, and hope you've enjoyed the podcast today.